Next patient is Pamela, P-A-M-A-L-A, Pamela, P as in Paul, P-A-M, M as in Mary, P-A-M-A-L-A, Chaladin, Chaladinic, that is C-H-E-L-E-D-N-I-K, C-H-E-L. E-D-N-I-K, C-H-E-L-E-D-N-I-K, and as in Nancy. Please write a copy for Natalie Ingerski, APRN. Ingerski is I-N-G-E-R-S-K-I, Ingerski Natalie, APRN. Next paragraph, dear Natalie, thank you for sending Pamela Chaladinic. Let's see, Chaladinic for permanent evaluation. Next, chief complaint is lung nodules. Next paragraph, fistful illness. This is a 57-year-old female who had a screening chest CT. Done, I'm sorry, not chest CT. The patient had a chest x-ray done on 10/27/23. Was noted to have calcified granulomas in the left lower lung field. And the left perihilar area. There were no other active infiltrates in the lung fields. The patient does have cough, sputum production, and denies chest pain, symaptosis, fever, chills. She has some mucus in her throat and postnasal drip. Next paragraph, past history, I'm sorry, the next line, the patient had the labs done which were unremarkable, and the hemoglobin was 14.4 with a white count of 7.4. And eosinophils were 200. The the patient has not had any recent chest CT or pulmonary function test. And she denies any fever, night sweat, fatigue, or chest pains. Next paragraph, past history, the patient past history has included history of bowel resection for scarring. I'm sorry, bowel resection for perforation and partial bowel obstruction. She also had a C-section and has had an appendectomy and a hysterectomy. And she had a plantar fibroma that was resected. She has a history of Hashimoto's thyroiditis and Graves' disease. The patient has complex migraines and history for PACs. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur and adhesive. Next paragraph, family history, father died of a stroke, mother died of COPD, age 65. Next paragraph, habits of patient, does not smoke, no history of alcohol use. She was exposed to secondhand smoke for several years, since both parents had smoked. Next, system review. The patient has had some fatigue and weight loss. She has persistent cough and no wheezing, no shortness of breath. She has urinary frequency. She also has some hoarseness and sore throat. And she denies any abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no leg swelling or calf muscle pains. She has jaw pain and denies any diarrhea or constipation, but has mild reflux. She has palpitations and denies anxiety or depression. And she has easy bruising and enlarged glands. And she has joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches. I'm sorry, she does have headaches and migraines. And no memory loss, no skin rash. And she has allodynia, A-L-L-O-D-Y-N-I-A. Next paragraph, physical exam. A med list included levothyroxine 50 micrograms a week and 75 micrograms once a day. Six days a week. And she also has a propranolol 10 milligrams Q 12 hours and aspirin one daily and gabapentin 50 milligrams daily and rizatriptan 10 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a middle-aged, averagely built, white female who has no acute distress, no pallor cyanosis, ictus superfluid edema. Blood pressure 142/80, pulse is 78, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 144, saturation 99. HEND are non-spheric, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edema, throat is clear. Neck supple, no provision of thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And lung fields are clear. Right supraclavicular area has a small lymph node palpable, about 1.5 centimeter. The abdomen is soft, scuffed without masses, pneumonia, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema, no calf tenderness, reflective one plus, no gross motor depth. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one is chronic cough and possible reactive airway disease. Number two is hypothyroidism. Number three, bilateral granulomatous disease with lung nodules. And number four, supraclavicular lymphadenopathy, etiology undetermined. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT just without contrast. We also use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PNN. She'll continue with her regular medications, and her follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. A serum fungal titer and a QuantiFERON test were ordered, and a follow-up visit to be done in 4 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Natalie Ingerski, INGERSKI, APRN. Thank you.
This is a